At the New Farm facility in Alsip, Illinois, I'm visiting with Brian Rund. And Brian, first of all, thank you for inviting us in as media to this new North America headquarters. Tell us, first of all, what kind of operation you have here at this facility that is really, I mean, I guess you're still even doing some work on it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chuck. Yes, this is our NAFTA headquarters. For New Farm Americas. It's also the global headquarters for New Seed, which is our seed division. We moved here February, March of 2013, so just, you know, 7-8 months ago. This facility is somewhat unique in that it's both an office and a fully integrated manufacturing plant for insecticides, fungicides, and mostly seed treatments. The plant was really prompted by our growth in the seed treatment business, our desire to have more control over our manufacturing, and this building came up for sale. It was formerly home to a kind of a high-end commercial glass company that did glass for big buildings and shopping malls and skyscrapers, that sort of thing, and I think the recession hit them pretty hard, and they went out of business, and we were able to secure a really favorable deal on some very nice space, and we've transformed it with a state-of-the-art manufacturing plant that raw materials come in one side from all over the world, all over the U.S., and we have very high-tech milling and formulating equipment and a packaging line, and the finished goods come out the other.
Well, we got a little bit of a tour here today, not only to see the plant, but I think even here in your office area, you mentioned the glass company, you've been able to actually kind of rebuild inside here in some very unique ways to make this a very functional and also aesthetically kind of showing off in a way your product range.
Yes. We saw the opportunity when we came to this site. There's glass everywhere, and it's like a blank slate. And we found a very talented designer and some help from my staff and some other people, and we came up with ways to, we think, really make a nice environment here. That what we wanted to do was draw some inspiration from the businesses that we serve, not only traditional production agriculture, but also our turf business, turf and ornamental business, and of course the seed business. So we've built a lot of that in, and really we think created a nice working environment for our people, as well as a unique space. And that was a big thing too. We did not want this to look like a typical corporate office.
Well, some of the things we learned when we walked around here were that, for example, the one that I think really hit me the most, you have this common kitchen eating area for everybody here, whether that's on the management side or the workers out in the factory side, but that wasn't the way it was set up before.
Right. The previous owners had two separate break rooms with doors between them, and there was a factory or plant side, and there was an office side, and those doors came down before we moved in, and we converted it. There's basically a kitchen side and a dining room side now, and that's really reflective of the New Farm culture. This is probably the one of our vice presidents described New Farm as the biggest mom and pop company in the world. We've got around 3,000 employees. We operate in 130 countries, and it's but there is so little pretense, and there's such a feeling of really mutual respect for everyone in the company. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had a national meeting, second one we've done in the last 3 years, and we invited every employee in the company, every single one. Didn't matter, forklift driver, plant operator, vice president, whatever. We shut down the plants for 3 days and invited them all in because our management feels that it's important for everyone to be a part, not just the upper echelons, but everyone to understand our strategy and where we're going and how we're going to get there. And it makes it a really rewarding place to work, and it has results in the business side too. We're very agile. and because our people know, you know, they know the bigger picture, and they're empowered to get things done.
Yeah, it says a lot for the company when you see this kind of thing. Just back to the facility itself and this location, besides finding a great facility, I guess, at a good price, if I understood what I heard, you're within a very close range delivery-wise of this product that you make here and at the relatively nearby herbicide facility that's separate but close.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's funny because people say, well, Chicago, you know, isn't that awfully expensive? And, you know, and why would you be there? Because most of our industry is not in Chicago by any stretch. But what we found in our analysis is because Chicago is such a huge rail and truck shipping center, if we have, say, raw material coming from the West Coast, we can get it here faster and cheaper than we can to other places on the West Coast, even though it's, 2,000 miles from Portland or Seattle or whatever, just because of the volume of trains that are coming this way. When we send trucks out with finished product, first of all, we're right in the heart of, you know, the Corn Belt, and we're close to the Mississippi Delta, we're close to the Minnesota Dakotas, you know, huge production area. So 80% of our products that are used are within a one-day truck trip. And then there's another benefit to that, which is that when our trucks go out with product, because they're coming back to Chicago, they have a much higher likelihood of coming back loaded instead of empty. And that helps our freight rates. And then we can pass that on to our customers. And we're so close that we can make those, you know, those in-season deliveries if things are running tight or another shipment hasn't come in. We're so close. We can handle that.
So you have management and production here, but you're still maintaining other facilities and offices, mm-hmm. like in RTP, right?
Right. Yes. Our Research Triangle Park location, Morrisville, North Carolina, is that's where we do marketing, product development, regulatory. Our research lab is there. And that's largely driven, again, it's very pragmatic. That's where so much of the rest of the crop protection industry is. It's a place where it's easy for us to attract talent. And the resources that support the research end of it are there. The vendors and the contract companies, that sort of thing, are all right there. So it works out really well for us, actually. The Allsup facility focuses on today, on getting stuff made, shipped, paid for, you know, all the finance and the operations and all that. The Morrisville facility is really more about tomorrow. What's coming next?
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you once again, Brian and New Farm, for bringing us in here to see this new facility. It's been a great experience, and we look forward to kind of staying in touch, seeing how things go as New Farm grows. So here from Allsup, Illinois, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.